We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Beis and Mem Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amud, on top of Mem Beis and Mem Beis, continuing different ages of Chinuch. Hayadeya Lishchot, someone knows that a Shech, which means Rashi says he can hold his hand strong enough to Shecht. He can be steady enough to Shecht. So even though he's not a Bucky, you can eat from a shechita. But someone has to watch him do it, because he has to watch that he didn't do the psule shechita, different psule shechita of shoha, doras, which means you have to do it very quickly, you can't push. So therefore you need someone to watch him. But once someone's watching him, you can do the shechita. But, Taisa speaks out, if he can't hold his hand steady, even with someone watching him, it's also lechem shechita. So it's very possible he caused the psul shechita without even realizing, because he shakes, he can't hold his hand steady. So you have to know, it's a bekias, you have to know to hold your hand steady. And then even if it's a katan, if someone's watching him, it's a good shechita. Because that's his focus. If it's not steady, then you can't tell. Yochol lechol kezayis dogon. If he's at the age that he can eat kezayis of grain, then at the age that you have to go 4 amos away, 4 amos, you have to move, go away from his tzoya and from his meiraglayim, 4 amos. Because if it's a baby's tzoya or a baby's meiraglayim who doesn't eat yet, just nurses, then you don't have to go away for kriyas shma tefillah 4 amos. It doesn't smell as bad. But once he's up to the age that he eats kezayis dogon, then you have to go away 4 amos. Rashi happens to be mashma, it's dafka if he actually ate a kezayis dogon, but already all the poskim argue on this, and they say maybe Rashi doesn't mean that. Al kaponim is at the age that he eats already kezayis dogon, and then already you have to move away from his tzoya 4 amos. Omrav Chista, he has to be at the age he can eat a kezayis dogon, an olive worth of dogon of grain, in a certain amount of time. He has to be able to eat it in Zman Achilas Pras, which could be anywhere from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. He has to be a little bit of a bigger child that it could eat that much in that amount of time. It's probably like the age is probably one and a half to eat that much. Omrav Chia Breid Rav Yeva. Uve Godoil, but by a Godoil, someone who's by Mitzvah already, Abish Eni Yochel Lech Achilas Pras. You know, he can't eat so much. Let's say he couldn't eat so much. He's a person who couldn't eat much. Still, by him, you have to be marked from his soya, the chsiv, the Yosef das, Yosef machad. The more das he gets, the more he's masriach, the more he smells Yosef machad. Therefore, als halacha, once he's a gadol, you have to go move away from his soya no matter what. Yochol lechol kezayis tzli, shoyach lov za pesach. Once he's at the age that he can eat the kezayis of tzli, of roasted meat, then you shech the Pesach name, because it's called Ishafi Achloi. It says, when you point people on the Chabura, it says Ishafi Achloi Techoisu. So then it has to be Roy Adit. So if he's at the age of Roy Adit, you could count him on the current Pesach. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Achi Yochel Avar Achila. Rav Yehuda says a new shir, which the Pesachim don't know where it comes from. He says, until he's smart enough that he could pick out food. Once he's smart enough, which could be a younger age, once he could realize the difference between a rock and a walnut, and he takes only the food, then he's ready at the age where you could count him on the Korban Pesach. Hardin Allah, Lulav HaGazov Linadah, for those that finish it. Look, the next parak, a new parak. We'll talk about what Moshe was talking about before, if it's only the first day of Sukkot, that you're allowed to, even the Beis Mikdash is about shaking the Lulav, that will be part of the discussion of the beginning of this parak. Zok the Mishnah. Lulav va'arava shisha v'shiva. The lulav, which means shaking the lulav, and the arava, which they took every day in the Beis HaMikdash, they took a arava and they ran around the Mizbeach. They walked around the Mizbeach, or they put it on the side of the Mizbeach. So those two mitzvahs are sometimes, you did it for 6 days, and sometimes for 7 days. And the Gemara will explain. Ahalva simcha shmoina. Halva simcha were 8 days of Sukkot v'Shmini Atzeres. Hal, we know, is saying hal. Simcha is eating basar shlomim. That's what simcha is. Ain simcha el basar. And they ate the basar shlomim for 8 days. Taisus actually speaks out that at certain times, it's not possible to have basar shlomim for 8 days. If Hashanah Rabbah lands up on Shabbos, so the only kibbutz shlomim only on a Friday, and you only let your shlomim 2 days and 1 night. So Matzah Shabbos, you can't eat shlomim. So you're not going to be at the shlomim that night. So you'll have to have simcha with other things, like Tosfos says, b'ksus neki over yayin yoshen. You have to drink some old wine, some good wine. So then you'll be yotzei simcha that way. But either way, the simcha and hal is all 8 days. Sukkah v'nisach ha'mayim shiva. Sukkah and nisach ha'mayim, which means the mayim they poured on mizbeach every day of Sukkot, is 7 days. Hachol chamisha v'shisha. Chol is the flutes that they played on mizbeach v'sheva. These are 5 or 6 days. And the reason is because you don't do it on Yontif and you don't do it on Shabbos. So sometimes it's 5 days, sometimes 6 days. So lulav shiva ketzad. How is the pasuk of lulav shiva? Remember, this lulav rava said it's either 6 or 7 days. So when is it 7? When is it 6? So ketzad. Yom tov arishon shel chag shalosh v'shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot landed up on Shabbos, so you land up in a shaking lulav all 7 days. Lulav shiva. Then you have lulav shiva. V'shar kol yom. But if Shabbos falls on a different day, let's say Shabbos falls on the third day of Sukkot, so then you only going to shake lulav 6 days, because on that Shabbos, which is on Chol HaMoed, you will not shake the lulav even in the Beis Hamikdash. V'shar kol yom shisha. If Shabbos falls on a day, it's only 6 days. Arava shiva ketzad. So Arava is only doicha Shabbos if it's the seventh day it lands on Shabbos. Yom hashvi'i Arava shechalias b'Shabbos. Arava shiva, you bring the Arava all 7 days, because in that year you'll be taking the Arava even on Shabbos. B'shar kol yom, but if Shabbos falls on any other day, shisha only 6 days of Arava. So just once we have the clouds, so we'll go through the Mishnah again. So lulav arava shisha v'shiva depends if only the Shabbos falls on the first day by lulav or the last day by arava. Then you have all 7 days. If not, not hal of simcha all 8 days. Sukkah nisach ma'am all 7 days. Hachol, which is simcha beis sheva, you always don't have on a Shabbos and a yontif. So if Shabbos and yontif don't land on the same day, you only have 5 days left. You only have simcha beis sheva 5 days. But if Shabbos and yontif fall on the same day, you'll have 6 days of simcha beis sheva. Now zokta mishnah vayta mitzvah lulav ketzad. When you bring a lulav on Shabbos, what happens? It says Yom Tov Arish Shchalis b'Shabbos. If the first day of Yom Tov landed up on Shabbos, so in this case you are shaking the lulav on Shabbos. So Malichim Es Lulavim LaHarabayis. Everyone brings the lulav before Yom Tov in this case and before Shabbos to the Harabayis. B'Chazonim, which is the Gaboyim, then Mekabel Mehem, they take the lulav. And V'Soyd Mois Agabi Itztava. Around the perimeter of the Harabayis were these benches that had a covering over. It's covered benches. So the benches were made out of stone, and they put it on the benches itself, and it had a cover over it. This way to protect it from the sun, and it didn't get dried out. So they placed them on the Itztava. Zekanim, the older people, were not going to be able to chap lulavim, grab lulavim the next day. They get a special place to put the lulavim. They put it in a special room. But for the zekanim, they put their lulavim in a special room. And they teach the people, loymar, kol mi shemegia lavi liyadoi. They say, everyone has to say that if my lulav lands in someone else's hand, they can't keep it. Because the next day they're not going to be able to pick out their own lulav. There's a lot of lulavim there, and therefore they're going to throw lulavim out, and people are going to take other people's lulavim. Therefore, he says, everyone just say that if someone else gets my lulav, it's matana. Lemachar mashkimim. The next day, Shabbos morning, they come. They walk up to the Beis Hamikdash. Ubam b'chazonim zorkim myself name. The chazonim throw the lulavim at them. They grab it, and what was happening was, and they were hitting each other. Kshiro Bezvel the Sakana came to Sakana with everyone grabbing his skinushi called Echad Echanoit Abesai. The Masakan, everyone should be bring at home, shake the lulav at home, and not in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, because when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, you yaitzed a mitzvah even at home, and you did it on Shabbos, so therefore everyone should do it at home. Now, the question is like this: we had in the last Mishnah, that's why she's going to look, I'm in Malaf on Beis, that everyone brought their lulav into the Beis HaKnesses. And the next day they woke up and everyone makir ashaloi v'noitloi. And here all of a sudden we're not makir ashaloi. So what's going on? Zakatos is yontif. That in basically that's talking about a time when they didn't all go to the same basic class. Everyone had their own shul. So it wasn't so many. But here everyone came to the base of mikdash. It was so many. It was impossible to recognize your own. And therefore they had to say kol mishagir love the other elam matana. And akaponim. Therefore they're misakin. Everyone should say that, and that's how. And until it came to the sakana, then everyone brought it in their own house. So, Mitzvah tomorrow, I guess we will continue from the Gemara, who explains the Isurim on Shabbos, the Isur Lulav on Shabbos.